For every word shall be established by the mouth of two or three witnesses. And I've come twice and spoken, and I'm also speaking now through this letter. It follows that I must keep my word after this. Please don't think my writing is any less significant than my presence, for I speak as I did when present, and now I write when absent. Do you see my brotherly care? Do you see the foresight of a teacher? I neither remain silent nor enforce punishment, but I often foretell, constantly threaten, delay the punishment, and if they remain unchanged, I then threaten to bring it to test. But what did you tell them before when present, and what do you write when absent? If I come again, I will not spare. Having previously shown that he can't do this unless forced, and having described it as a sorrow and a humbling, and having excused himself to them, stating that he had told them before, once, twice, and thrice, and that he tries everything to delay the punishment, hoping to improve them through the fear of his words, he then uses this displeasing and terrifying phrase, "If I come again, I will not spare." He did not say, "I will retaliate and punish and demand satisfaction." But again, he uses a fatherly term to express even the punishment, showing his tender affection and his heart to mourn with them, because he always delayed to spare them. Then, so they don't think there will be another delay or just empty threats, he said before, "At the mouth of two witnesses or three, every word shall be established, and if I come again, I will not spare." What he means by this is, "I will no longer delay if I find you unchanged, but will certainly intervene and make good what I have said."